All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, okay. Are you familiar with the kind of internet subculture that's sprung up around remaining phone booths?
No. Is this kind of like the buildings that used to be a Pizza Hut? Is this like a preservation effort?
Effort's a really strong word for what's happening here. I think that people notice payphones and phone booths.
Yeah.
Think they're neat.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
And then post photos of them and say, remember when?
Yeah, a lot of that kind of thing. Like, oh, I showed this to a millennial and they fucking died. I killed Generation Z. The phone booth virus has killed 1/3 of Generation Z. So what I've done is I've got this map of the United States, and it's all the remaining phone booths.
Okay.
I put a game in each of them, and you're going on a road trip.
Oh, to like the nearest one or?
Nope.
Okay.
Try again.
I don't know. I don't know what you want me to do, Gary.
The furthest one.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah. So like, is there one up in like Nome, Alaska?
Probably. The map data is unclear, but you're going to have to check.
All right. Well,
so I'm going to see you in about a couple months.
Okay. All right. Well, just a time lapse.
Yeah. I'm going to hang out here and eat snacks.
Gary, there's so much empty space between here and Nome, Alaska.
I know. It's called Canada. Burn. I love Canada. Yeah. You're so much better of a country, even though you also suck. There's a lot of horrible things you do as well.
Right,
no countries are good.
No country is good. However, I would like inside, please. And thanks.
Yeah. It's a marginal improvement.
Yeah.
Treat your indigenous people better.
Please. I went all the way ass up there, got most of the way back, realized I didn't actually bring the game, drove back, and then now I'm back here with the game. That's fine. I was only at like North Dakota. Yeah. So it is the Superman NES game.
Confusing. Like, I'm confused by this game. I don't get
everything about it's confusing. Yeah.
It's very confusing. Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering. If anyone's interested in some heavily played but lightly soiled Yu-Gi-Oh cards, hit me up after the show.
And this week, this is a poll winner episode, Superman for the NES. This was suggested by Sam, by Sean, and by Justin. We got a multi-suggest here.
Yeah, kind of a famous bad game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is in the AVGN corridor.
Yeah, it's in that pantheon of, and you definitely notice that when you go to like the Game Facts message board.
Yeah.
And I think that people didn't vote for this because this is a famous bad game. I think people voted for this hoping we would talk about the Superman movie.
Maybe. Tough shit.
Maybe.
I didn't see it.
No, neither did I.
Yeah.
In fact, this is most likely to be the episode where Gary talks about the Fantastic Four movie.
You know, I mean, I've got a couple things in the pocket, so I don't have to talk too much about Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Those are the two Pokemon right now that exist that I'm least interested in fighting.
Yeah.
You know, as a thing. So maybe not.
Yeah.
One thing I'll say about this game, soundtrack is good and weird.
Gary. The song that plays when you're in the newspaper office. The Daily
Bugle's insane.
Yeah, it sounds like a drowning song. Yeah. like any other game, this would be that you're about to run out of oxygen. Sound.
Yeah, Lara Croft is in trouble. The opening theme music on the title screen is good.
Uh-huh.
Like this game makes a pretty good first impression of you. Like good music. You get your mission from like 50-foot tall chibi Statue of Liberty.
She's so thick.
I love it. Like thick, yeah. Chibi, but she's a child.
Yeah.
Like wanting to fuck the Statue of Liberty is as old as America, but this one's a child. Yeah. They invented a statue you can't fuck.
You're not allowed to. They'll put you in jail.
Yeah,
you can't even fuck the jail either.
Statue pedophiles. Like they call it the Hummel Figurine Supermax. It's called Not Precious Moments.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did you have anybody in your family who was a Hummel or Precious Moments person?
My mom, no. Like I saw them every once in a while. My mom collected things that had pigs on them.
Okay.
And some of those kind of intersected. There would be like a Hummel or a Precious Moment that had a pig involved. Yeah. So my mom might have it, but it was the Precious Moments or Hummelness of it was incidental. Yeah.
My grandma liked the Precious Moments. And when she passed, we checked to see if any of them were worth anything. No. So
what'd you do with them? Do you still have them or did you?
I kept a couple that I had like a memory of. Okay. And that like, so I've got like two of them. I think basically everybody kept one or two. And yeah, it's just in my little, knickknack case, but
in my mind, all of those are about the Tooth Fairy.
Yes.
I know that's not the case, but in my mind, they're all like a kid finding a quarter under a pillow.
Yeah. I've got
over
one
and over and over.
I have one that I remember. It's like a kid in a bathtub. And then the other one that I have is a kid standing in front of a
statue jail.
Yep. It's a bubble bath. You can't see anything. Okay. Yeah. And then a kid standing in front of a microphone. I grabbed that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it is chibi. It is the chibi Statue of Liberty. Additionally, like everything is kind of in a chibi style, which I adore.
Super chibi.
Actually.
Yeah. I like fat little Superman.
Uh-huh.
As a thing. You talk to a lot of people who say there's trouble in Metropolis through the drowning music, and you go outside and you punch guys.
Yep.
Like, here's where it gets really confusing. There's a lot of icons. Like, we're fully in the Karnov, like, just K's and R's and stuff. You know, just weird little things in boxes pulling out. And you can turn into Superman when you go into a phone booth, but there's no reason not to be Superman.
Right.
That I could figure out. It's very strange. I probably could have figured this out if I spent more time with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Kemco. They make games. You know, those are games that sometimes play fine.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not like the Uncanny X-Men game.
Right.
So there might be something to this, but I couldn't get to it.
No. I didn't try flying as Clark Kent, so I don't know if that is unavailable to you. Flying in this, like you don't control it. It's literally just fast travel, but also there's a subway that you can't get into until you have a pass. Yeah.
Very similar to that. But this, it reminded me of like Roger Rabbit or something. There was definitely, or Atari ZT.
Yeah.
There was some kind of macro goal I wasn't doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to a building and fought a guy and got like a clue and I didn't know really what to do with it.
Yeah. And then, I think Lois Lane said like, oh, there's something happening at the park. So I flew to the park and then there were just a bunch of little chibi, like 1930s gangster guys shooting bullets that were the size of the person, which is neat. And then I punched them and then I found nothing. And the rest of the city was too big.
And nothing happens after that. Yeah. Right. Like there might be more, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Your powers are super like specialized too.
Yes.
I read the manual and I have no idea how like the super hearing is supposed to work. Like I think that is just supposed to let you talk to people is what that is.
That's regular hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just Superman being able to hear as a person. I don't, before we get into just kind of Superman or any kind of digressions.
Yeah.
You know, for this, because I wanted there to be more to talk about this game other than the insane music.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of didn't get far enough in it or get it enough.
Yeah.
You know, possibly dereliction of duty on my part, but.
It doesn't feel good in the hands. Yeah. Good.
It doesn't feel good. Hard to know what to do. There's some real classic GameFAQs gold, though. Did you find this?
I found one fact. You know what? No, I don't know specifically what you're talking about.
Let me lay it on you. I'm going to read you a couple paragraphs real quick.
Okay.
Opening paragraph seems pretty good, right? It's a review. Says this is a job for Superman.
Oh,
game bashed by so many, but yet unbeaten by few, Superman, the greatest superhero of any time, has made an appearance on probably the most memorable console of all time. That's right, folks, the NES. Superman, according to Jor-El, played by Marlon Brando, you are the lone survivor of Krypton, and who said that they don't lie? If you don't understand, the Zod gang has been banished from Krypton in an eternal prison floating in space. End sentence. Guess who makes an appearance in this game? Here we go. Story. As you turn on the console, wait a minute, the Statue of Freedom is talking to Superman? Although extremely odd, I find this to be awesome because of the wars happening and 9/11.
I didn't read far enough. I didn't see the 9/11 reference. I did read this. I was like, oh, this person's out of their mind. They gave this a 9 out of 10. I didn't get to, I like this game because of 9/11.
I think this is awesome because of the wars happening and 9/11. I see 9/11 jumps out at me.
Okay.
It's like a reverse colorblind test. Like if I see that in text, in game facts specifically, I know like, oh, this is going to be a good one.
Ooh,
you know, this person's a patriot.
Uh-huh. This isn't even from like right after. This is like 2003. Like this was like, people had lost a lot of goodwill by this point. So Son Michael is absolutely.
I really like, although extremely odd, I find this to be awesome because of the wars happening. And 9/11, or maybe it's just me.
I'm just going to go nuts. I see Statue of Liberty. I add 3 points to whatever score I'm doing.
Yeah, because of the wars.
Because of the wars.
Two wars.
You're going to dishonor the troops by giving Superman less than a 9?
A 9? When it features the Statue of Freedom?
Yeah.
You know, the Statue of Liberty's daughter?
You idiot.
Yeah. I like this because the war is happening.
Yeah,
it's a really good sentence. I don't know.
Yeah.
Son Michael.
This person only has one other review. It's for the Hook game for Super Nintendo.
Statues
also a 9 out of
10.
There's zero statues. Nary a 9/11 mention, so it does not warrant reading.
No, it didn't even get a 9 out of 11 for any of the scores. but they did love it. This guy loves these games.
Passionate. Sound, where is the Superman theme at?
Yeah. I mean, sure. Maybe they didn't get the license to it.
Did you read the story about what happens with the music? Like why we got the music we have?
No.
So the Japanese version has Superman music in it. Like it has the...
This is music from like a JRPG we didn't get.
Yeah. It is from another Kemco game called Indora no Hikari.
I don't
know if that was a mistake or not.
Yeah. Oopsie doodle. Like the game isn't so shitty that it feels like they would make that kind of mistake.
Right.
But
it's
maybe,
not LJN. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't feel, you know, and again, a real, published by Kemco.
Yes.
Kotobuki Systems are the developers. I don't know. Kid Clown.
That's just a subset. That's just Kemco.
Gotcha.
What that is. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're real, you know, if you got a kid clown talent.
If you got the Nightmare on board.
Yeah. The Nightmare has ruled this to be a good developer.
Yeah. Yeah. Not much else in the game facts on this, on these guys. It's pretty much
because
people
of the
trying. Oh man, like the rubber's eventually gonna wear off on those tires, but
yeah, because of the wars and 9/11. But I don't know, maybe it's me.
There is one here. King Atari wrote a story, 1 out of 10. I had no idea. First there's trouble in the park or something. Very few games do I really care about the story, parentheses, and those are Max Payne and most of the Resident Evil games.
Good man. Good stories there. I also like King Atari. Bad game.
Yeah.
Not to my taste.
Nope.
You
said you had a couple things in the pocket.
I had something in the pocket. And I ran this story by Will, but I oftentimes like to run a story by both of you.
Okay.
Because I
keep the ball in the air
because
and
you
Will
listen.
Just spikes it.
You do keep the ball in the air. You're not just waiting for your turn to talk or tell a story, which I appreciate. Okay. The other day, went to the doctor, went to the therapist, came back.
Okay.
Got dropped off in a lift. the a guy walking a big dog was staying mm-hmm. in my corner, engaged with me.
Okay.
You know, came to me and he's like, hey, and I'm like, hey man, how you doing? And he goes, not too much, not too good. I'm really upset.
Okay.
And he kind of unloaded on me. What had happened was near my house, which I don't like, don't care for this. Two off-leash Rottweilers approached him.
Oh.
You know, and that sucks. That's scary.
Yeah. That,
that's one of those dogs. That's a hound. Mm-hmm. Then he tells me, so I pulled a gun on him.
Oh. You see, expecting them to understand? I see a gap in the logic.
Yeah, I don't think he's threatening them.
Okay.
Yeah, just but he's, because I used to live in California, another dog attacked me. I can't run very fast because I'm old, so I always carry a gun.
All right.
Yeah, a guy who carries a gun specifically to shoot dogs.
To shoot dogs that are attacking him or looking at him wrong.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what his criteria is for shooting dogs.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, you know, because I genuinely surprised. Uh-huh. Then he said, I'm really glad I didn't have to shoot that dog because then I have to go to court. And okay. I'm like, yeah, man.
Very practical person. Yeah, you discharged a weapon within city limits.
Yeah, just a couple blocks from my house to shoot a dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'd go to court for that. And it does sound like it'd be a bit of a hassle.
It really does.
Not how I want to spend my day.
You got a dead dog there. Who takes care of that?
Yeah, probably the person who owns it, who is next to their dog, which you just shot.
Yeah. Wait, what's So
they're being walked off leash. They weren't like roaming dogs.
Oh shit! So the person was right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
despite what you've seen on Fox News, Portland is not roaming with masterless dogs.
It's not the fucking leftovers.
Yeah, it's not the leftovers. It's not the purge election year. But because the dog culture in Portland, people are shitty about leashes. I don't know if this is specific to Portland, but sometimes people walk around their dogs without leashes.
That happens around here too. Yeah.
Sucks. Absolutely sucks. I hate it. Irresponsible to your dog and everyone else.
Yeah. It just seems unsafe. A dog doesn't know not to run in the street. Right.
Well, and the thing, even if you know your dog, you don't know somebody else's dog.
Right.
You know, so like, even if you're just stressing out, you know, your dog's going to run up and sniff another dog. Mm-hmm. Like, I do not consent to my dog getting super stressed out because no reason.
Because your dog is, yeah.
Yeah. Because you just decided your dog, like, he's all right. I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Fuck off. Leash your dog. Uh-huh. So I'm not saying that's good behavior on the Doberman owner.
No. I guess in my head, just like two dogs run up. I don't see their owner like right there.
Yeah.
And you know, two dogs run up on somebody with a gun. I'm not seeing the owner there begging the person to stop.
No, it seems like something that happens in Bad Street Brawler. Like it's a narc level. It's not something that should happen in my little neighborhood.
No, not at all.
My very residential and peaceful neighborhood that I live in. Yeah, it was real weird. Huh. And it had already been a surreal day. Like I had gone to therapy and stuff, had a weird long day. And then immediately got ambushed on my way into my house.
Yeah.
And like, dude meant well, and I would also be shaken. You know,
right.
The guy with the gun, like I don't love guns, but I'm not necessarily calling him out. You know, again, the other guy with the Rottweilers, that sucks too. It was just surreal.
Yeah.
I'm really glad he didn't shoot that dog.
I'm super glad he didn't shoot that dog because court is a real inconvenience.
And also, maybe I'd be a witness and I'd be inconvenienced.
There'd be
a dead dog on the street.
There'd be a dead dog. There'd be dog blood. Sure. There'd be a whole bunch of bad stuff. And I bet that dog is a sweetheart, probably.
That dog is probably fine. Yeah. This guy and his dog probably got scared. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe not. Maybe these were vicious attack dogs. They didn't attack him.
Yeah.
You know, one of the problems with a dog is their behavior, if they like you, is pretty indistinguishable from what if they hate you.
Yeah.
Like they run up to you and get up in your shit kind of regardless.
Yeah. Their only move is go for the face.
And you don't know up until the end whether they're going to bite or lick.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're going to take it's like a take a face, leave a face. Kind of scenario.
My brother has a pit bull. Mm-hmm. She's an absolute sweetheart. Her name is Lily. And I'm happy that she's a few years old now, because whenever I would go over to let her out or, you know, feed her or check on her, like if both my brother and my niece were out of town, whenever I would go over, without anybody there, she would just tackle me. She would just claw up on me and try and get me on the ground.
Yep. Or try to get up in your arms.
Yep.
Yeah.
God, and it's pity. it's like a 70-pound dog too. It's a big dog.
I love that shit. I would like to be bodied by a dog. Like I love that physicality. Of a big dog.
She's still affectionate. She still does like that dog hug thing where she like will walk up and like lean her shoulder into you. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let her loose in my neighborhood though.
No, God,
Punisher
no.
2's on patrol.
the dog Punisher.
We got Frank Castle, retiree Frank Castle, who's moved on to smaller criminals. Yeah. Running around my neighborhood.
Huh. Yeah. Never would have thought I have bad knees, ergo I need a gun. But
yeah. I mean, I get it for not wanting to run away from like crims, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's weird. A weird, weird moment. I haven't seen that guy around since.
Okay.
There's another old guy who's always walking a dog who every time, I think he has a dementia of some kind, he has memory problems, because every time he sees us, he's surprised that we're in the neighborhood and asks if we have a dog.
Okay.
And he asks every time, like, and we're just like, no, don't have a dog. But he just keeps asking us over and over. I don't think he remembers us.
Okay.
Time to time.
He's surprised that you're in the neighborhood. Do you look,
doesn't remember that we moved in.
Okay. All right.
Like sees us walking around and go, oh, you're new to the neighborhood, huh?
Yeah.
You got a dog?
When I swam at the Y, there was a guy who always went there alongside me, older fellow, and he would talk to me like we just met each time. And it was a little sad. I didn't correct him. Especially as he started like, you know, telling me tips about doing stuff at the YMCA.
What would be the point?
Nothing. There'd be no point.
No point in correcting me. Like, actually.
No, just say, we've had this conversation 15 times before. So.
Yeah. That's only cool if it's a reveal at the end of Dark City or something. You don't just do that to a random old man.
No,
you know, no. Like, oh, surely if you've had your memory wiped several times, like it's good as a reveal.
Yes.
It's not fun to be
the person doling that out. No. So instead I just acted super grateful.
Yeah.
Asked clarifying questions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this water, how does it work?
Uh-huh. All right.
What are some YMCA tips?
Like, what are some YMCA tips? Like, it was all a bunch of stuff like, oh, if you need a paddle board, they're in that closet, you know, which, okay.
Things better expressed by a sign.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of stuff expressed by a sign. almost literally too. Like, don't stay in the hot tub for too long.
Yeah. And then he just points to the sign that says the exact same thing.
Pretty much. Yeah. 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 There was not a lot of novel insight, coming from this guy. But he was perfectly nice. So
yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sweet.
He's probably not still alive.
Oh, that close.
Could be surprised. It was pretty old.
Yeah. You never know though.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, someone kicks around for a while.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. And every year they get over 100, they get another gun for another dog.
That's a very novel concept. It's like rings on a tree. That's a very novel concept, the single-use gun.
Yeah. Yeah. That you're issued at a certain... There's a Patton Oswalt bit that's about once you get to a certain age, you should be allowed to do one crime a year. And as you get older, you get... better crimes.
Better crimes.
Yeah. Go. More intense crimes. Like if you're 100 and you're alive, you get to murder somebody a year, no questions asked, you know, things like that. And that'd be a good use for the single use gun.
Oh yeah. You know? True.
And an item in Deus Ex.
Oh yeah. It's like a zip gun thing.
It's a blaster thing. It can shoot down doors. It's really unclear what it actually is though. It's like a single use plasma cannon.
It's like a little cricket from Men in Black. Kind of.
It's real weird. Yeah. Mostly used it for doors.
Hmm.
But that's the main thing that is new with me.
Yeah.
Is weird guy.
If you weird guy, just a random encounter on the streets of Portland. Yeah. Wow. And it feels like it's been forever since we've recorded this show, but I've not run into anything that like I made a note of to be like, oh, I absolutely need to talk about this.
Yeah. I'm sure there are things I've done, but I don't remember them. It's been a real fugy couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask, like, if you've had any, like outings, that you went on.
Yeah. A little bit. We've done a couple like mini things, but usually just running around to stores, like go to a new neighborhood, you know, shop around.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Nothing that's been super exciting. Mm-hmm. Went and saw Fantastic Four. Fuck. I liked it. I thought it was real good. It looked cool. It's a triumph of round monitors.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like Venture Brothers monitors. Every single piece of technology in that movie looks like I am so covetous of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like Deathloop a little bit.
Yeah, that is it's an era that I didn't live through, but the aesthetic I fucking adore.
It's not
like just like Art Deco, like Bioshock kind of stuff, but it is not related to that. Just like anything that is like a modern, like, you know, capital M modern industrial design, right?
Yes. Retrofuturism, you know, kind of thing.
Did you,
pretty bleak or real quick, no. There's a thought that popped in my head. Uh-huh. You know, every culture has a future. You know, they imagine there's a retrofuturism or like so our retrofuturism is the 60s idea of the future.
Right? Yes.
Is it true that there isn't one now because things are really bleak, or is it something that is only decided in retrospect? Like, do we have a future aesthetic that is new, that is to our generation?
I think that like, okay, so we have been in the dystopic mode for way too long.
Yeah.
So like right now, like anything that does feel like it's futuristic is by kind of necessity, just because of the kinds of stories that we tell. It is either, you know, retrofuturism, just like, oh, we go back to what the 70s or, you know, even 80s idea of this would be, or it is Hunger Games stuff.
Yeah, crumbled buildings and shit.
Right.
Like you have to have optimism.
You have to have optimism to
have a firm retrofuture aesthetic.
You do. You have to have optimism that, like, so you have to both revere the past, right?
Yeah.
And also think that we are going to get to that by recapturing the aesthetics of it. Like, yes. The only place that I have seen like retrofuturism, you know, still kind of like thriving as an aesthetic is fucking Tesla shit. You know, like Elon Musk, it's a made up story because it has him talking to his kid, but it's like, Dad, why doesn't the future look like the future? And so making the Cybertruck, and then you get that Tesla cafe or the Tesla diner that you have to have a Tesla to eat at and pay
the epic bacon.
$12 for epic bacon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it kind of got co-opted. It got ruined. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks that even optimism is evil now.
Specifically, like as regards like AI stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like people will say like, oh, you shouldn't criticize AI because that isn't optimistic. And then you get people calling for like, we need a white mirror instead of a black mirror, and Amazon made it. And apparently one of the story does have like an Amazon drone saving the day.
Just delivering children out of burning buildings.
Yep.
Taking some time out of, you know, drone striking bottled water.
You couldn't piss at work, but guess what? Yeah, you're able to put out this fire a little bit later.
But a drone might save your cat.
Uh-huh.
It's bleak. I think part of the reason why Fantastic Four is doing well, mm-hmm, and part of why I liked it, is it's just like a weird little, it's literally an alternate universe where that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun to see.
Yeah.
You know, just to pretend and to kind of fantasize about being excited about the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's hard to even imagine a future right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't what does a word mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sucks. Ugh. Sucks. Yeah, very odd amount of time to kill, and I do have a deadline today. I do have to go. Here, so I might call this one just short of 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll get the admin up.
Get the admin up. Apologies to everybody. I've got stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you enjoy the show, you can back us on Patreon, patreon.com/duckfeedtv. There you get bonus episodes of this show. There are a whole bunch there available for you. And whole bonus shows that we really enjoy and we think you would enjoy too.
Yeah. And it lets us keep doing this. Mm-hmm. This is our job. Without your support, we cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot patronize us, you can leave us ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict. You can tell your friends, point them to episodes if you think they would like it. We really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You can also join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. Until next time, what should they do?
Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, where, Mamma Mia, it's a getting bad out there.